Perashat Vayechi, Perek Nun, Pasuk Tet Zayin. Vaitzavu el Yosef Lemor, Avicha Siva Lefnemo To Lemor, Kotomeru Li Yosef, Ana Sana Pesha Hecha Vahatatam, Kira'a Gemalucha, Ve'ata Sana Lefesha Avde Elohe Avicha. The Torah tells us that the brothers came to Yosef after Yaakov Abinu died and said, your father gave orders before his death, saying, thus shall you say to Yosef, oh please kindly forgive the spiteful deed of your brothers and their sin, for they have done you evil. So now please forgive the spiteful deed of the servants of your father's God. On this pasuk, Rashi comments and says, Shinu bedavar. The brothers actually fabricated a situation here. Yaakov Abinu never explicitly instructed the brothers to go to Yosef and ask Yosef to forgive the brothers. So this over here was the brothers on their own making up a story, so to speak, saying that Yaakov before he died said we should come to you and that you should forgive us for what we did. So that she says, how did they fabricate? How were they able to make up a story? She says, "Mepenei Shalom," because of the peace. From here our rabbis learn a great lesson, that in order to keep peace, it's even permissible to fabricate or extend the truth a little in order to make peace between people. The rabbis called the Baalei Tosafot bring this out. When Jewish people have to go fight their enemies in war, even the seven nations in Israel, the pasuk says, "Vekarata eleha leshalom." We must first go and try to peacefully make a treaty with them and see if we can avoid war. That's even with our arch enemies. The pasuk says we first must try to make peace. The Torah tells us earlier in Parashat Vayera that when Sarah left, when she heard that she was going to have a baby, and she said, how could my husband have a baby? He's an old man. Vadoni Zaken. God, when repeating the story to Abraham, says, Sarah says that she's too old to have a baby. So you see, God himself changed from what was said in order to keep peace between Abraham and Sarah, that Abraham shouldn't think that Sarah said that he's an old man. So God changed it a little. And now Parasha as well, you see it brought down. Now if the Torah writes it, that means that this is a proper behavior. The Torah is bringing this down from the Shevatim, not to tell you that Chas v'Shalom they made a mistake, but on the contrary, they're telling you that sometimes the trait of Shalom overrides the trait of Emet. Sometimes peace even overrides truth. The lesson for us is that if the Torah goes out of its way in so many cases to show us how important it is to make peace, and that it's a proper value, all the more so how much we must go out of our way in order to pursue the peace between men and wife, domestic tranquility, between families, between siblings, between friends, between fellow congregants, and between Klal Yisrael. The Torah is teaching us over here that Shalom is so important that it even overrides one of the most important values of Emet. It seems that in this case, the way Emet manifests itself is by keeping the peace. That is the truthful behavior in such a situation. Even by lying, this is considered a truthful way, because ultimately it brings the shalom.